Good morning. So this morning we are reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 9. And we're covering the ability to control your emotions. And this is the 11th verse of the second last section in the emotional general needs, which is the second part of the handbook on how to measure your spirit, right? Right. So we're just going to read this through forwards, but the question that one asks all the way through is, how do you measure your emotions, right? Okay, so verse 4, we need to start backwards. Right, Lord as in, this is the Lord, this is God Almighty, right? And Jesus is God's Word, right? Holy Spirit is God's Spirit, and the Father is God's mind and will, and all that's the rest of him. And the three of them are one, same as we are, right? We are our words that we've spoken, we are our presence, which is our spirit, and we are our mind and our thoughts and our will, right? And so that's the Lord. Now, go back a bit further. Admonition of the Lord. Well, what is the admonition? What does it mean to admonish, right? You would never admonish if you didn't care, right? Because it's a means of correction through love and encouragement and That is admonishing. It's not beating the person into shape or anything like that. You're admonishing them. You are correcting them, but you're doing it in a certain way, right? So the Lord does this. Why would the Lord do this? Well, let's go back a bit further. All right. The nurture and admonition of the Lord. So we know what admonishing is, right? Nurture is the intention to grow, the intention to be tender-hearted towards, to grow in the right way, to tend it, to constantly provide it everything that it needs to grow and be able to grow correctly, right? So when we say the nurture and admonition, we know what admonition is, the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Well, the Lord can only be really, really good if we see that this is how he wants to raise us, right? This is how he wants to raise us. Right, so now we're going to start from the beginning. So this is the attitude that God has towards us, right? Children, obey your parents in the Lord. Now, obey your parents in the Lord. What does that mean? So he's speaking to all children, right? All children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this is right. Now there's a difference between a parent and a father and mother. A father and mother are your are the ones that are raising you. But you could have parents of another nature. So, for example, the concept of a person being raised spiritually by somebody who is not their biological parents, right? So when it says here, your parent in the Lord, or your parents in the Lord, there can be multiple people in your life who are speaking into your life and strengthening you. And it doesn't make them any better than you. This is the problem with the concept of that Paul often uses this whole parental and father figure regarding spiritual thing. And actually he has made a mistake there, because Jesus specifically says, call no one on earth father, right? And it's important that you can never have a spiritual father besides your heavenly father. And we know that your only teacher is the Holy Spirit. Jesus specifically said that. So we know that, right? So when we see this word, these words, obey your parents in the Lord, it's more the people you look up to. You know, the people that you look up to, your mentors. Mentors would be a far better word to use than parent, right? The only reason why I believe he's using parents is that he's almost saying to the people who are mentors, you know what, you have a responsibility to take care of this person and help them. Can't just abandon them, right? But that said, we got to be very careful with that, because I can be mentored by somebody, or I could wind up worshipping them. And we don't want to go down that route. We want to make sure that this person doesn't see the person who's mentoring them as the end goal. They need to see Jesus all the way through. They need to see and be focused on Jesus all the time, right? When it says obey your parents in the law, Lord, that also brings in this whole thing of you need to obey these mentors. And that's also not true. You need to obey the scripture. You need to obey what the Bible is saying. You need to obey what the Old Testament is saying. You need to obey those things which God has laid down that have never changed. Right. You need to obey those things. So be careful with obeying people, because people will often add things or take things away from scripture, especially if they have some ulterior motive, right? That's how cults and stuff are formed. But where you have a mentor who's truly loves you, right, and is providing you guidance, take it to the Lord and obey the Lord. But you can watch this person to see whether or not this is the right thing to do. Now, then it goes a bit further, right? It says here, for this is right. Yes, it's right to obey the word of God. So for as long as that mentor, that person that is guiding you, is obeying the word of God themselves, then you can emulate that. But they've got to be doing that. It's only right because of that. Honor thy father and mother. Now, when you've got this, honor thy father and mother, it doesn't matter how old you are. You can be 85, your parents can both be passed on. This honoring your father and your mother, that's one of the Ten Commandments. You never stop doing that, right? So whether you're a little child or whether you are a very old child, you always honor your father and mother. And then he says something interesting, which is the first commandment with promise. What does that mean? Well, it's the only commandment that says that you need to honor your father and mother. And I'm going to go there quickly. Deuteronomy. Either in Exodus, it would be Exodus, it would be Exodus 20, I think, or Deuteronomy chapter 5, the Ten Commandments are in two places. And when you're reading this, I need to read it all to you, okay. And Moses called all Israel and said unto them, Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep and do them. The Lord our God made a covenant with us in Horeb. Horeb was the mountain, right? The Lord made not the covenant with our fathers, but with us. Us who all talked with you face to face in the mount of the midst of the fire. I stood between the Lord and you at that time to show you the word of the Lord, for ye were afraid by reason of the fire, and went not up into the mountain, saying, I, the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. That, by the way, is the first commandment. You have to accept that God is the Lord your God, and that he's taken you out of bondage. Thou shalt have none other gods before me. Thou shalt not make thee graven image, any likeness that is in heaven above, or that in the earth beneath, or that in the waters beneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth, and of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold guiltless that take his name in vain. Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee. 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day, the Sabbath of the Lord thy God, thou shalt not do any work, thou nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thine ox, nor thine ass, nor any of the cattle, nor thy stranger that within thy gates, that thy manservant and thy maidservant may rest as well as thou. And remember that thou wast a servant in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God brought thee out thence through a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm. Therefore, the Lord thy God commanded thee to keep the Sabbath day. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Neither shalt thou commit adultery, neither shalt thou steal, neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor, neither shalt thou desire thy neighbor's wife, neither shalt thou covet thy neighbor's house, his field or his manservant or his maidservant, his ox or his ass, or any that thy neighbors. So we go back and we see what Paul is saying here. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Well, what was the promise? Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Let's go on to verse 3. So it's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 3. That it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath. So how do you provoke your child to wrath? How do you make them that angry? How do you provoke them? Well, there's so many ways to actually do it, but ultimately, it's a case of frustration. It's not where you're telling them to obey. It is where you are trying to enforce something that you don't yourself do. It's where you are correcting them, but in such a way as to humiliate them or to make them feel like they are unworthy. Making somebody feel unworthy has absolutely got no real value, right? If the person chooses to humble themselves before you, then that's good. But you don't do that to another. You don't publicly humiliate, right? And then you also don't publicly elevate the person beyond what they can bear. You know, some people can't handle being elevated because they're just not capable of dealing with those kind of recognitions and things like that. So that's another way to provoke. Right. And ultimately, there are times when children will get angry, and it's because they don't understand. Something has gone wrong, right? So don't provoke them to wrath. Now, does that mean that a child can just lose their temper and that they're allowed to do that? Absolutely not. They don't have the rights. The world that we live in today seems to think that children can just do as they please and run roughshod over their parents. That's not allowed. That's not right. So, ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are masters, according to the flesh. So when it says according to the flesh, in other words, in this world you can have servants and masters, but that's a fleshly thing. Spiritually, you're all brothers, right? You're all brothers. So however, in this world, there are different stations, there's different job titles, there's different, these different things exist. It's all part of Satan's kingdom of how things work, right? But there's a principle here. It's about obedience. If you notice, obedience flows all the way through this, right? With fear, so servants, be obedient to them that are masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service. What is eye service? In other words, you only just do what you got to do while somebody's watching you, right? As men pleasers. Well, what's a man pleaser? It's somebody who's just trying to please a person. They don't actually want to do the job. They just want to get the recognition or to make sure that they can elevate themselves or something like that, right? But as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Remember that whatever your work you're doing, right? If that work is work that is God honoring. So in other words, it is not a job which God has said don't do that. It's not a job that supports people who are doing things that are not supposed to be done. In those cases, you want to say, Lord, I've got to get out of here because this I'm supporting something that's really not good. Please, Lord, show me where I need to go. And then you make every effort to listen closely, pray, and then move out into where God is leading you to go, right? So, not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Whatever you do, do it with the quality and the effort and the right standing that you would do when you are doing things as though you're doing it for the Lord. So that means do the right thing, right? Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether bond, free. So, if you're doing things right and you're doing the right things, then the Lord is going to be with you and he will bless and guide you as he leads you, right? And ye masters, do the same things unto them. Forbearing threatening. So forbearing threatening, don't threaten. You don't need to threaten, right? Knowing that your master also is in heaven. Every one of us have a master. Every one of us have the Lord as our master, and he's in heaven, right? Neither is there respect of persons with him. Nobody is above another. As far as Jesus is concerned, as far as God's concerned, every single one of us on this planet is 100% equal. And so there's no reason for you to worry or be concerned about, oh, I'm going to go and see somebody that's more important. They're more important in the ways of in the world. As far as God's concerned, they're your brother. They're your sister. Right? Yes, certain titles and that have a respect that you provide them, but that is an earthly respect. It's not a spiritual respect. Spiritually speaking, there's no difference between you. Whether they are one day old or whether they are, 100, 120 or whatever. So let's read that again from the beginning. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleases, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether bond, free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Well, guys, I'm not sure what the Holy Spirit is speaking to you about, but if you're following along with us in the handbook, that was the 11th scripture, so make your keywords in the second column. And mark yourself off. If you've got work to do on this one, then mark it minus one. otherwise mark plus 0. And yeah, got one more verse for this section. Well, guys, God bless and have an absolutely beautiful day.